Perek Gimel in Masechet Shkolim is learned Lilu Nishma Sorerelke Baser Rav Shneur Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Acharein Shal Pesach Hayalofim Tavshin Ayin, and this is studied Lilu Nishmaso Tehei Nishmaso Tzrura B'Tzrei Rachaim. Says the Mishnah Aleph in Perek Gimel, B'Shloish Shaprakim Bashona, in 3 times during the year, Toimim Asalishka, we take out the half shekels from the room in which the Machzis HaShekel was laying there, and we would place the Shkolim in 3 buckets, and each bucket was measured 3 saw, and then you would buy for the money, you would buy Korbanos. Bifreis HaPesach, 15 days before Pesach, Bifreis Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, Bifreis Achag, 15 days before Sukkos. Ben Grones Lemaiser Behemoth. And these 3 times are also the times to give the tithe for the animals. 3 times a year. Before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkos. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azay says that in these 3 times, you give tithe of the behemoths. In these 3 times. Be'esrim v'tisha be'odr, in the 29th day in Odr, u'be'echad b'sivan, on the first day of Sivan, u'be'esrim v'tisha be'ov, and in 29 days in the month of Ov. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon say that in these 3 times you give Maaser. Be'echad b'Nisan, on the first day of Nisan, Be'echad b'Sivan, on the first day of Sivan, Be'esrim v'tisha be'elul, and 29 days in the month of Elul. Mipnei ma amru be'esrim v'tisha be'elul, why did we say the 29th day in Elul? V'loy amru be'echad b'tishrei, and they said, and did not say in the first day of Tishrei, Mnei Shoyantav, because on the first day in Tishrei is Yom Tov, is Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. V'yefshel laser v'Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to give a tithe on Yom Tov. L'fikach yigdemu laser v'tishrei be'elo. Therefore, they said that you should give the tithe a day earlier on the 29th day in the month of Elul. Says the Bartanura, and b'shloisha prokim b'shona termin esalishka, 3 times a year they would take the money from the lishka, from the room where they would keep the machzah shekel. Says the Bartanura, kol hashekolim, all these shekels, ho yunesnim nutech lishka achas, shebemigdash. They would give it in one room in the migdash. V'gimu pomim bashona, 3 times a year, natli mimena you would take from it. V'nesnim nutech gimu kupes, and they would place it into 3 buckets. Shekol kupa, each bucket, hoysa mishleisha soim, was a size of 3 soim. Kidei liknes mem korban es tzibur, to purchase from them communal sacrifices. They did not take all of them for the entire year at once, because those who were distant didn't yet bring all their shekels, so there wasn't enough holding in the buckets. So they waited until everybody brought. This was done before Pesach, which is Tezvav Yom, says the Bartanura, 15 days, Koidim HaMoed, before the holiday, Kori Preis HaMoed is called when the Moed is spreading over already, it's coming, Lefi Sheshloishim Yom Koidim HaRegel, because 30 days before the holidays, Shoyelim V'Dershim Ilchus HaRegel, we ask and we expound, we learn about the laws of the Yontif, U'Preis U'Loshim Prus, Preis is a piece, the Hainu Chetzi, which means a half of the time, half of the 30 is 15 days. And that same time, says the Mishnah, V'hen Gronis L'Maisa Behema. Gronis L'Maisa. Those are the Gronis for the Maisa Behema, for the Maisa. Shloisha Prokim Halolu, these 3 times, in Gimel Gronis, those are the 3 times of Shal Maisa Behema, of the ticing of the animal. Shazmanim Eilu, these times, Kovach HaChomim, the Chom is set up the Meiser Behemoth to give the title of the Behemoth Shaneldu that have been born. Just like the Goyden, once you bring it into the granary from the fields, you cut them off, you bring them to the Goyden. That sets up the Meiser Dogon, that you have to give the tithe of the Dogon. Kach Zmanim Eilu, so these times, Koivim, they set up, Lanser Behemoth Shaneldu, to prohibit the animals that were born ba'achila to be eaten, not she'aser, until gives ma'aser. Aval koydim ha'perek, but before these times, mutalechel is permitted to eat, alfal pi shalo iser, even though he hadn't given ma'aser. The kavu chachomim, And the Chacham said, Hanach, set up these Hanach losses in these three times. The Maisa Behema, for the tithing of the animal. Kadesh Yiyu Behemas Mitsuyas, Loyleregolim, so that there should be cattle found common to those people who are Loyleregol. The Av al Gav de Mutar Limker Vilishchet Vilechel. Although it is permitted to sell and to slaughter and to eat, Kozman Shaloyegiya Moyeda Goyden, as long as the time for the Goyden has reached, Avilochi, people would still, Leshachti, people wouldn't Shechti Leshachti Inshib, Ad de Ma'asron, until they give Maisa. The Nichele Leinish, because a person is would rather. Feels comfortable the kiyume mitzvah b'mameina to fulfill a mitzvah with his money. Something that he's not missing anything. Kegoyim ma'iser behema, like the tithe of a behema. Shu'atzme maybe ma'iser. He himself brings the ma'iser. Ve'ichle shlomim and eats the shlomim. He's going to end up eating it. So, and therefore, people wouldn't. Do it, wouldn't shecht it until they do the mitzvah. And if they wouldn't give Meiser these three periods, so many would hold back from selling the Shle Osur because they hadn't given Meiser yet. And there would not be animals found for those who are Eile Regel. So then we have various different Tanoim ben Azay Yomer. He says the dates Be'asin v'tisha ba'odar u'be'achad b'sim be'asin v'tisha ba'ov, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon say be'achad b'nisim be'achad b'sim be'asin v'tisha ba'elu, and then it says v'pnei ma amru b'chavtes ba'elu v'la'omot ba'al b'tishrei. But the Bartanura says Taimayu d'cholan etanoi, the reasons for all these tanoim, why they say what they say, umachloi kusum, and their disagreement, mefurish bepedik basra de bechoyres, that's explained in the last pedik of bechoyres, and we're looking over there. Mishnah base. Toirmin b'sholish kupes, in three buckets, shalsholish sholish soim, each bucket had the size of three so, toirmin es salishka, they would dump the money that they took out from the lishka, from that room in which the machzor shekel was laying. Because behind aleph base gimel, and they wrote on the buckets, on one you wrote an aleph and the other one a base, and on the third one they wrote a gimel. So first they would pour into the bucket which had the aleph, then into the bucket that had the base, and then into the bucket that has the gimel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yivon is kosu behem, that it was written in Greek on them. Alpha, Beisa, Gamlo. On one it said Alpha, and on the second one it said Beisa, and on the third one it says, on one it says Gamlo. Eina toirim nichnas. The one who went in to take out the money was not allowed to go in, loy be pargut chofus, not with a garment that on the bottom there was a fold, and sewn together, loy manol, and not with a leather shoe, but loy sandal, and not with a wooden shoe, but loy tefillin, and not with tefillin, but loy kameya, and not with a kameya. So people shouldn't suspect that he hid money in those objects when he's coming out. Shema ya'oni, perhaps he will become poor, v'yemru, and they will say, ma'ovin halishke ha'oni, that it's because of the sin of that he took money from Hegdish, that's why he became poor. Hashem Yashir, or perhaps he will become rich, v'yemer, and the people will say, "Mitrumas alishka hashir," that is from the money of that he took from the lishka, he became rich. The fish adam tzarich lotzis de abris, because a person needs to make sure that people understand him. Kederach she tzarich lotzis de amokim, just like you have to be yotze, you have to fulfill your obligation for Hashem, you have to also fulfill your obligation for people. Shenemar. Because the Pasuk states, V'yisin nekim Hashem Yisrael, should be clean from Hashem and from the Jews, V'aymer. And there's a further Pasuk that says, V'nim tzachein, V'seichel toy ben elikim v'odom, you should find grace and understanding well in the eyes from God and from people. Says the Bartanura, that in three buckets of three soyim, each one of three soyim, they would turn in a salishka. They would take the money from the lishka, from the room where they collected. Says the Batanura, mafrishin hashkolim, they would separate the shkolim in halishka from the room, shohayu hashkolim monochim shom, that the shekels were lying there. V'neitli mehem, and they took from them, v'sholish kupis, in three buckets, kol kupa mehen, each bucket of them, sholish soim, was of three soim. V'rambam kosam, and Rambam writes, shememalim tchilo, sholish kupis gedoilas, that first they would fill three big buckets, shal shiva v'esrim soim. Of 23 soim. Umehem toirmin legimul kupes ktanes, and from them they would separate to three smaller buckets, ktanes ktanes shel tes soim, of 9 soim. So when the Rambam says tes soim, he means the total of the three buckets, the smaller buckets themselves. The Bakhtanur says, "Ubchinam dochak lemerkein." In vain did he push himself to say so. There was no big buckets; they went right into the smaller buckets. That's what the Bakhtanur says. But kosev aleim aleph beis gimel, and it was written on them aleph beis gimel. So that the Bakhtanur later to know ezu nitre motchila, which one was gifted first. Separated first, and from it they would purchase the communal carbonus first, then from the second one, then from the third one. And Rabbi Shmuel said that it was written Yivonis Kosum Aleihem, that it was written in Greek, that they were accustomed to Greek, we should see, because it says in Bereishis Periktes, Yavta Likim Liyefes Vishkin Ba'ol Hashem. So we teach it, Yafifuse shel Yefes, Yishkoin Baal Hashem. The beauty of Yefes will rest in the tents of Shem. Ve'enoch loshin Yafi b'bnei Yefes, k'mei loshin Yivonis. And there is no nicer language in the B'nei Yefes like the Greek, and that's why it ended up in Baal Hashem and these barrels. Now we're saying that the one who used to take the money would not enter into the room. Not with a pargut chofus. So he says, when you have a long garment, and you double it up from the bottom, that edge that is doubled, kruya pargut chofus, is called the folded pargut. And the one who goes to take the truma, to take the money from the lishka, he doesn't go in with a folded sofa in his garments. So he shouldn't be suspected that he put in there money from the lishka. And not with tefillin, not with kameya. So people shouldn't say he untied the sof and he placed money in there. Mishnah Gimel. Shabbos, Rabban Gamliel, the people from Gamliel's household, they needed to give a half a shekel, so he would come in, v'shikloi ben etzbo'isof, and the half a shekel he held in between his fingers, uzrokei lifnei hatoidem, and he threw it in front of the person who would pour the money into the buckets. Hatoidem is kaven, the one who separated, made sure to take the half a shekel of a dechila kupa, and he put it into the bucket, so that the half a shekel should go for the korbanos. Einat toidim toidim achiyim lametrim. The one who pours the money into the bucket cannot begin to put the money in them into there until he has to ask, should I give etrim? Vehememin etrim, and they said to him, yeah, go pour in. Then he asks again the question, if he should put it in, and they say, Troim, put in. And then he asks the third time whether he should put in. And they answer him again, Troim, put in. Go ahead, pour in. Shloish upon me, three times they say so to him. Says the Bartanura, that if the house of Rabbi Gamliel, he would enter and his shekel was between his fingers. And he would throw it, Vizroke lifnei atoidem, he would throw it before the one who would pour into the buckets. Niskavnim hoyu, They intended sheyiplu sheklayim l'toch hakupa, that their shekels that they're giving, the half a shekel, should fall into the bucket. Yiklu mehem korbanis, and they should purchase from them the sacrifices, tzibur, of the communal sacrifices. V'lo yiyu mishira lishka, they shouldn't be left over from the shira of the lishka. The leftover, that's not part of the korbanis, it's used for other stuff, for later on. It says, three times he asked, ask, should I pour? Gimel pamim. I call pam upam for each time, he said, etraim, should I separate, should I pour? They said, yeah, go ahead and pour. This is the custom of the use of the chachamim's language, to triple it. We find similar like Boimer. Magalzu. This sickle, Ektir. V'chein chalutzanal, give upon me. He says it three times, instead of just saying, he said it three times, he just repeats it and says, that's the way the Chachamim speak. Mishneh Dalet. Toram, Esor Yishoyna, that if he poured the first time, that's before Pesach, he filled up the buckets with the half a shekels, and the buckets became full, and there were still leftover shekels after that. And then you covered with a leather over the money, and from Pesach till Shavuos, that the people that bring still half a shekels, you place them on top of the leather that is covering the bucket. Shnia, the second time before Shavuos, that when you poured the money into the buckets, and the bucket became full, and you had shekels left over the leather that's on top of the buckets, so then on this money you put another cover of leather, and from Shavuos until Sukkos, that when you people brought more money for the machzor shekel, you put it on top of the second piece of leather. But shlishis, on the third time before Sukkos, that when they poured the money in the buckets, and the buckets became full, and there were left over half a shekels on the leather, lohoya mechaper, so then he didn't cover it with no other leather. And the reason is that the first two times he had to cover with the leather is because if it's not covered, and it will mix up, so he might forget from which money he separated and from which one not, and he will make a mistake, and he's going to separate from money that's already been separated. Therefore, it has to be that all the money that is separate should be that all the money that was separate should be separate. If the first time before Pesach he separated the half shekels for those who live in Eretz Yisrael, Ushniya, and the second time before Shavuos he separated the half a shekels l'shum krachim amukafim lo for those who live in cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Vashlishis, and the third time before Sukkos, he separated the machzor shekel l'shum bavel u'l'shum modai l'shum medinas harchokos, for the Jews that live in Babylonia and in Modai and in the faraway countries. Says the Bar Tanura, that Torah mesor rishoino u'mechapi bekat tablois, that, says the Bar Tanura, truma rishoino, the first separation, shohiso befreisa Pesach, that happened before Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, la'achar she torim oiso, after he separated it into the buckets, ha'imachase kol ashkolim anishorim belishka, so then he would cover all the shekels that were left in the lishka bekatablois. In katablois, that is the hainu oir shaluk, that is skin that has been heavily put in water, k'desh yitnu olav ashkolim, so that they should place on it the shkolim sheyaviv mimdinis shesavi v'eretz Yisrael. They should bring the shkolim from the countries that are around Eretz Yisrael. Shelayoch lovi koydim haPesach. They weren't able to bring before Pesach. Umeviv mipesach v'adat tzeres, and they bring it from Pesach until Shavuos. V'noisnim oisam al gabel hakatabla, and they place them on these leather. K'desh yitrem mehem b'froyis haTzeres, so that when the 15 days before Yom Tov, and he's going to take money to buy korbanos, he should take from them lo yitre min hadavar shetarum kvar, and he should not separate from that that he's already separated before Pesach that he did on the 15th day before Pesach. Va'achar shetarum before Atzeres, and after he separated again 15 days before Shavuos, chazor v'kisa kol amoyz shebelishka, then he went and again he covered up all the money in the room where they're holding the machzah shekel b'katabloyz in this leather coverings, and on top of them he gives all the new shekels that they bring from Babylonium and Modai, and from Modai and from the faraway countries. And then you take and you pour from those new shekels that are brought 15 days before Sukkot. And then further, then he wouldn't cover anymore. For there is no longer any truma after this. Then the Mishnah says that Harishayna, the first one that they separated, L'shem Eretz Yisrael, that was for Eretz Yisrael. Shehem Sholchu Sheklem Tchila, for they sent their shekels first, Shacheinu Madayim Lo'evi, the other ones hadn't yet brought. The second one was done L'shem Kurochim HaMukofim, for those cities that are surround. Mukofim means close by, says the Bartanura Smuchim. Like those are close, kemoi, like those amen umoi v'kiyitzmese. V'dugmosoi, and there's a similar word of mukafim, that close by, litrim shaloi min hamukaf, from that is not surrounded, not close by. In makifim mebui. U'mekomokoim, and nevertheless, that's the lotion of mukafim. U'mekomokoim, b'chol pam u'pam, and nevertheless, and each time that they did it, or yuterim Hashem kol Yisrael, they would still also separate for the purpose of all Jews, al hagavui, and what they already collected, v'al ha'osid l'gavois, and also what they are destined to collect. V'lo hizkir ha'tana chalukim mekoymes alolu, the Tana mentions these the separate places, elo, but only le'idion, to let us know, she'tiknu shloisha prokin elu, that they instituted these three times to separate from the Lishka, for the Kabbanis, Eilif She'oz Yiskabtsu Kol Shikli Yisrael, because at that point, all the Shkolim of all the Yidden from all places, from Eretz Yisrael, from the places next to Eretz Yisrael, and from the faraway places, they're all being gathered, and that's the purpose why it was done in these three times. This concludes the Perik Gimel of Masechta Shkolim.